Hi, I'm Elise Resch. Evelyn Tribbley and I are the co-authors of Intuitive Eating. This program is based on our book, Intuitive Eating. We've worked with so many clients over the years who are weary of dieting, yet terrified of eating. And if you have some of these same feelings, we're going to guide you through an exciting and liberating process to feel empowered to change your relationship with food and your body through the philosophy and practice of intuitive eating. So what is intuitive eating? I believe that each of us is born with all the wisdom he or she needs to have to know how to eat. As babies, we knew when we were hungry and when we were full. Have you ever tried to force a baby to breastfeed when he isn't hungry? If you have, you know that that's nearly an impossible task. Or pull the bottle away from a baby when she's still hungry? You're going to hear some unbearable wailing. As babies grow into toddlers and are given a wide variety of foods to eat, they soon learn which foods please their palates and which don't. So adding to their internal knowledge about hunger and fullness comes a sense of taste preference. Now, I have the privilege of working with a number of people who, although they haven't yet fully healed their relationship with food, are bringing up their children with respect to their innate signals about eating. In fact, one of my clients told me the other day that her 4-year-old daughter woke up one morning and said, "Mommy, I would like to have tofu and hearts of palm for breakfast." Imagine that. Also, imagine a toddler at play. He's out there playing with his toys, and his mom or his dad decides that it's time for lunch, because it's about lunchtime, and comes in and says, "Honey, come in for lunch." And the child, if he's not hungry yet, is going to say, "No, I want to keep playing." And if that parent is respectful to the child's signals and isn't in some sort of a food fight with the child, is going to say, "Okay, come on in whenever you are hungry." And 5-10 minutes goes by, and what do you know, he gets up and runs into the kitchen and says, "I want lunch." He sits down, eats his lunch, feels his fullness, and wants to get up and play again. And what do you find on his plate? A couple bites of a peanut butter sandwich, 2 or 3 grapes, a carrot stick, and 1/2 cookie. Now, how many of you have ever left 1/2 cookie? These children that I'm talking about, these babies, these toddlers, are natural intuitive eaters. Unfortunately, for many people, though, these innate signals get pushed down by over-concerned parents or caregivers who aren't tuned into the child's signals. And then later, well-meaning pediatricians or dietitians might even try to take control over a child's eating. And ever more pervasively, the media can be influential in pulling people away from their inner wisdom by presenting images of unattainable, perfect bodies, which are often airbrushed or digitally altered. In fact, I have a client who owns a company whose sole purpose is to take away all the wrinkles and pimples and bulges in actors and actresses in film and in TV. And her goal is to let everybody know that what images are being seen are not real. So in the pursuit of these unnatural bodies, or for a multitude of other reasons, people are lured into the world of diets. Eventually, these highly intuitive children who used to trust their inner signals begin to mistrust them, destroying the beautiful relationship with food with which they were born. In the early days of our work with clients like these, who came to our offices to get help for weight loss, we found ourselves buried in the delusion of trying to help them. We were trained to give structured meal plans, to weigh people, and to have them keep detailed food diaries, even when they didn't want to. And yes, many of them did lose weight, only to gain it all back again. They would call us dejectedly to say they needed our help again. And they always blamed themselves. They never blamed us. Eventually, we came to understand just how damaging it was to tell people what to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat. And we began to look at all of the psychological reasons why this method didn't work. Our goal today is to teach those reasons to you, as well as the biological reasons why diets don't work, and to help you learn how to retrieve your inner signals of hunger, fullness, and taste preference. You'll learn how to honor the wisdom that your body has to offer you and ultimately return to the voice of the intuitive eater, which has been muted for far too long.